DJW, mobile.
4DJW, KA3JCA. How are you doing, sir?
I'm sunshine on a beautiful day. How are you doing?
Stopped and had some lunch there today.
Stopped and had some lunch? No, not yet. I am kind of hungry.
Yeah, I just had Sally, she made me some little small pizza rolls and so forth. But my day's been going pretty good. Things are starting to improve here. So, no issues for my computer. I think it might have been a virus, and I've gotten rid of it. And so I don't know what happened, but I just stopped working. I mean, started working. Everything's working.
Did you get it back, or did you just clean it up there?
Here, because I figured when I thought it was the stuck key, when I took Sally's computer, and Ashley had, we have three computers, the exact same model and same memory and everything. When I took hers and I used hers and I logged in on her computer, and it started doing the same thing that my computer was doing, and they were nowhere near each other, then that's when I knew it had to be some kind of a virus.
And so it's all gone, everything's back to normal?
I put that Fox security suite on there from Spectrum back on. It's free, so I just put it back on and scanned it, make sure the computers don't have anything, and everything seems to be working, even net control.
Did it give you like an analysis at the end of what it found and what it did to what it found?
No viruses found, nothing quarantined, but it just, it's weird.
Now, did it do a performance tune-up too?
The Dell features where it does, runs all the full routines on everything.
System health check, no issues there.
Choose all the drivers, the BIOS, everything is all up to date.
Out, my Dell out for the first time in a while yesterday. And it had to do that. It even updated the firmware on the BIOS. That's the first time it's done that on this laptop.
So I think mine did that too. The firmware, the BIOS, and it did a whole bunch of stuff. I actually have a file folder of all the stuff that it did when it ran the check for the drivers that it downloaded and found.
I got it going again, and the world is good. We're probably going to get together with new net control operators and do a training session. You want to be invited to that?
I just need to make sure that it's wheelchair accessible.
Control meeting. I'm not going to try to get everybody out on a weeknight or anything like that. It'd be a virtual meeting for everybody.
That'd be fantastic.
I'm working on putting that together. Is Wednesday night a good night for you?
Wednesday night, because I usually have something Wednesdays from 8 o'clock till about 9:15.
Well, we were thinking about starting at 7.
If I have to jump off at 8, that's not a problem. So, but yeah, that would be fantastic.
I'm sure everybody's got the software first and then set up a meeting on a Wednesday night at 7, probably, unless somebody, you know, says they can't do that, and then I might look for another time. But just to go over all the functionality, try it out, have people, you know, like you and I have been doing for the past few days, just have that all done real time and live so people can interact with each other while they're doing it.
Ever get Patrick hooked away with it? Because I told him if he was in the area or had a USB drive, I could take what's working on mine and put it on a USB drive, and he should be able to make a folder on his and create it.
I found some old DVDs that had never been used, so I was able to burn him a DVD. So he's in good shape now. He's got it.
Okay, that's cool. Well, Well, I am definitely calling the net tomorrow night.
Well, to keep an eye on my my GPS is telling me I got to turn in 7/10 of a mile. It's hard to see in this bright sunshine. It's really bright out here.
H-related dinghy.
Okay, 3JHCA there. Dave, do you have are you beaconing now?
Yeah, because sometimes when you talk or when somebody else talks, the beacon overwrites you, and I can't hear.
I'm looking for you on the thing. I see KO4NUE, and I see KO4HKX on here, but let me just, I'm going to just type in your call sign and see if I can find it. Do you know what dash you are?
Dash 9. But even if you don't put the dash number on there, it should still find it.
Hey.
Well, did you get your drill bit?
I have to spend more money, but anyways, I need it, so it's okay. Nothing I can do about it.
Like a 1/8 inch drill bits, because I seem to break those a lot.
Like I tell you, I mean, it's a big bolt that I've been drilling, and the other one it didn't cut anymore. I'm using her on this project, so Patrick had to order another one, but I still don't have the thing. So anyway. Oh, they call me from the house, KB4NC Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile.
Yeah, I saw you on there for a few seconds, and then it kind of disappeared. Patrick's got my screen covered in blue, and in that whole area where you were apparently at, KA3JCA.
I was from 14 to 101. But I remember that I turned off the beacon for some reason. I don't know if I turned it back on or not, but it seems to be interrupting.
Your call with the -9, it pops up, but then when I go to just show the last 3 hours or 6 hours on APRS-5, you disappear.
Doing that, I don't have anything special running. This is just out of the box. It's been running for years. But I know I did turn it off at one point. So I think it's because I used the other frequency for something else, the other side of the radio.
Well, my daughter's calling. I'll be right back. KA3JCA.
I'll be for DJW Mobile.